Over the weekend, there were very few people who didn't have tears in their eyes when they heard the story of young Caden McGowan, the five-year-old boy who was swept away in the River Braid. I want to speak to Sean McCarry, who's on the line. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, thank you for joining us. You're the regional commander of the Community Rescue Service in that district. And to be called to assist at such a time of tragedy must be very difficult for you and your team.
Well, Frank, obviously the circumstances surrounding Caden's incident and his death is very distressing for not only ourselves and for the other emergency services who attended, but it was one of those situations where I think everybody involved has been touched by this sad loss, and of course at this stage our condolences would go out immediately to his family and friends and to his local school and the community of Harleyville and Ballymena.
When I first heard of this, I was driving my car at the time and I was crossing a little bridge and I looked at the river, which was, you know, usually a small stream, a minor river, and it was a torrent on Sunday when I was listening to it, and I'm sure that was replicated across the country. Rivers were fast flowing, they're deeper and more dangerous than they tend to be.
Well, the small rivers that we have in Northern Ireland here do rise very quickly, and they do drop very quickly, but at this time of the year they tend to be full of water and a spate, and Saturday and Sunday weekend overall, and even last week was no exception to this, and the River Braid that Caden went into was running particularly fast and very full on Saturday.
How difficult is it to organise an attempted rescue or recovery in a situation like that? Because when anyone would enter the river, they'd be swept along quite quickly, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. And the trouble is the water's moving fairly fast, as you say, and it's going at quite a speed. And in this particular case, a small, narrow river moves a little bit faster. The organising of the rescue was done by the PSNI, who'd done an absolutely fantastic job in the coordination and raising the response. Attended quickly by Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service, ourselves, the Community Rescue Service, and the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, and their medical backup and team, and the Northern Ireland Air Ambulance. And all of that and all the other resources there have to be coordinated. On top of that, the police air support were flying in some very difficult conditions, and they were coordinating from the air as well. So quite a big operation done very professionally by the police, and that's pretty much how it's done.
Do we know how little Caden ended up in the river?
The exact details around it are not exactly known, but I mean, I think the thing that we all know is that a very unfortunate accident happened on Saturday that resulted in the loss of this lovely young man's life, a young five-year-old, and his family, I'm sure, are extremely upset and distressed by this. And, you know, the particular circumstance and detail of that, I don't think are as important as the fact that there are people understand out there that the fact that Caden was in the river, the search operation, it was a search and rescue operation, the search operation took quite a while to find Caden. It took some time before we even able to locate him. The rescue part of it took much shorter period of time, very, very quickly, where he was then put into an air ambulance and taken to the Royal Victoria Hospital. And of course there you have to think again of the staff there who worked tirelessly to try and save Caden, you know.
It's so difficult for his family, for his friends, and a community is devastated with news like this. It's a strong community that rallies round a family facing such a tragedy.
Yeah, and I mean the community in Ballymena in that particular area, you know, are known for their strength and their depth, and I know they're all going to need it at this particularly difficult time. Tragedies such as this happen, and we can't seem to avoid them from happening on occasion because they are accidents, and accidents do happen. But, you know, whenever they do happen, I know in all the communities that we deal with throughout across all of Northern Ireland and wider afield, the community and the community spirit is something that brings great support to the families at this particular time.
And do you have advice for people who are living close to rivers, who are in the vicinity of rivers at this time of year? I suppose the advice is it's obvious, isn't it?
It is, and I wouldn't be patronising to people who are very well and, you know, aware of their dangers in their own area, but just in case that it would help in any way, I would, again, as I always do, stress it. I mean, when our people go and the fire service and the police and all go to respond to these incidents, you know, and other emergency services, we've got lots of training, lots of equipment and lots of backup safety-wise to even go near the river. And we wouldn't even dream of doing so close to a fast-flowing river without that equipment. And I would encourage everyone to try and stay as far away from the water at the minutes and speed as possible while still enjoying their life. In Caden's particular case here, I would not be where that would have made any difference at this particular situation.
That's so sad. Sean, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
It's been so difficult for Sean and his team and all the people involved in those search and rescue or search and recovery operations when they're called out like that. And I'm just looking at some of the comments from his primary school friends and his teachers from Harryville Primary School, and our thoughts so much with everyone who knew little Caden, and in particular with his grieving family.